Good evening, Yukio. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you for inviting me in this.
Now, what's the purpose of the Hinode satellite?
Hinode satellite is to understand what is going on the solar atmosphere, especially the magnetic fields play an important role in the outer atmosphere and heat the plasmas to the very, very high hot temperatures. And then we like to understand what makes what magnetic fields, how the magnetic fields heat the corona or plasmas in the solar atmospheres. This is the purpose of the main purpose of the Hinode satellite.
When was it launched?
Last year, September 2006.
And launched by Japan?
Yes, Kagoshima Prefecture in Japan. This is the southern part of Japan.
The same place that Japan launched Australia's PEDSAT satellite from?
Australia? Yeah? I don't know.
Okay. What can Hinode tell us about the Sun?
Hinode has some three telescopes, and the main telescope has an optical telescope, and this observes the very, very small-scale structures on the solar surface. This provides information of how the magnetic fields evolve and how magnetic fields emerge and how magnetic fields disappears. And then the other telescope, XRT, X-ray telescope, and UV, ultraviolet telescope, provide how the hot coronal plasma is affected by the magnetic fields.
Is that very similar to the Yoko satellite?
Yes. Yoko satellite has an X-ray telescope similar to Hinode, but our current Hinode X-ray telescope has much higher resolution. Mm-hmm. But Yoko did not have the optical telescope to observe the solar surface. This is but Hinode has an optical telescope to observe the fine magnetic structure. This is a very different aspect of the two satellites.
Now, what countries are involved in the Hinode project?
Contribution of Japan, but United States and the United Kingdom also contribute to development of the spacecraft, and also the ESA, European Space Agency, contribute to the this mission by the providing the antenna stations in the Svalbard in Norway.
Mm-hmm. And what's your involvement in it?
Yes, I was involved in the development of the optical telescope for several years. Then after launch, I'm now doing the analysis of the data obtained by the optical telescope.
How long did it take to develop the telescope?
From the initial design, it takes almost 10 years. But yes, maybe so 8 years or 7 years after we start the construction of the telescopes.
Mm-hmm. You must have been quite young when you started.
Yeah, I was a graduate student when I started the development.
How's the satellite working now then?
Yes, now the satellite is working very well. Yes, all the telescopes are obtaining many, many data sets every day.
And how often does it look at the sun?
Look at the sun.
How often does it look at the
yes,
sun?
Yes, the spacecraft observing always. So the orbit enables continuously observes sun. Always. So spacecraft obtaining data always, every day,
yes.
24 hours.
So the satellite doesn't go into the Earth's shadow?
No. Currently, the spacecraft is a so-called eclipse season. So in one orbit, there are 20 minutes, shorter than 20 minutes night. During this night period, spacecraft cannot observe the sun. But this eclipse season continues only for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the eclipse season, we can observe the sun continuously for 24 hours.
What special things can you do, mm-hmm. because you can see the sun for mm-hmm. so long, mm-hmm. that you would not be able to do if you had eclipse periods?
Yes. How to say? I'm sorry.
You can look at it continuously. You can get things about breaks, can't you?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Continuous observations without breaks, and therefore you can.
Yes. Yes. In the ground-based observations, it's difficult to observe longer than several hours because mm-hmm. of the weather condition and night. But a feature on the solar surface changes every day, always. Mm-hmm. So it is important to track the evolution of the sunspot and magnetic features for long time continuously to understand what is going on the solar surface.
Okay, and what have you found out so far?
Yes, we found many things, and for example, there are many dynamical events frequently occurs in the solar chromospheres. Solar chromosphere is a middle atmosphere between the photosphere and the corona. And we can see frequent plasma ejection, dynamical ejection by the so-called magnetic reconnection. This process converts magnetic energy to the dynamical energy. Mm-hmm. Then the plasma ejection occurs frequently over the solar surface. And many small-scale dynamical activities. This is an interaction between the magnetic fields and the convection on the solar surface. This has not been observed from using the ground-based Rosetta-Newton telescope, but Hinode can observe the evolution of the fine magnetic fields. I think, very new findings. Mm. Excellent.
How many years do you expect the satellite to work?
The official lifetime is 3 years, mm-hmm. but we expect we can continue observation longer than 3 years.
Yes. Well, I hope to hear more about the satellite in the future.
I hope so.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
You're welcome.
Thank you.